lived a fellow named Joe. He used to run an eating place where ladies loved to go. Down in Savannah, Joe was known for miles and miles around, because old Joe had the biggest joint in town. Lucky old Joe had the biggest joint in town. Mothers brought their daughters in to sample Joe's dessert. The daughters just adored it, and they sampled till it hurt. One day a gal apologized for eating like a pig. "That's fine," said Joe, "that's what made the joint so big." Lucky old Joe had the biggest joint in town. Soon Joe was rich. He wore a diamond twice as big as a rock, but still satisfied with his life. He wanted to enlarge, so he began to advertise. He sent out picture postcards of his joint to show its size. His business got much bigger, but he didn't mind a bit. Said Joe, "I'll just feed them any kind of food." Poor old Joe, his business started going down. Soon a kid named Sammy opened up across the street. What Sam was serving to the gals, I wouldn't dare repeat. But pretty soon Joe's customers had moved to Sammy's place, because young Sam had a fascinating face. Poor old Joe had the longest face in town. Joe decided there was only one thing to be done. He stood in front of Sam's and questioned ladies one by one. And every girl he questioned would reply without a fuss, "You're all through, Joe, now it's Sammy's joint for us." Yes, young Sam has the nicest joint in town. Joe tried and tried to get his business back to its normal state, but his hands were tied and Sammy's joint was still doing great. Sammy's competition was a hard thing to defeat, 'cause kings and queens would recommend at Sammy's joint to eat. But then one morning Sammy's voice had changed from low to high, because old Joe had cut off his food supply. Now old Joe, wise old Joe,